book of Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter number 10. We're looking at the same chapter, same verses looked at this morning, except I'm not going to read as many verses as I read this morning. We're going to try to shorten that up a little bit. We gave you an introduction and a first point, which we'll briefly mention in a moment. But right now in Luke chapter 10, looking at verse number 30. Verse number 30. I ask you to stand, please, while I read the word of God. And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levi, when he was at the place, came, looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, had compassion on him, went to him, bound up his wounds, poured in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, brought him to an inn, took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more when I come, I will repay thee. Let's bow our heads for just a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the night. Thank you for the privilege we've had already to be here in the house of God. How wonderful it is to hear the testimonies and, Lord, to praise unto God. I bow my head and say I love you. And thank you for loving us. And Lord, these testimonies given tonight, and some given and praising your name, and all were praising you and thanking you. And Lord, tonight we just join in and praise you and thank you. But there were those who had those requests for their children, their family. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you speak to their heart and do a work and whatever needs to be done. Our Father, we thank you we have a place like this to come and to worship. Speak to our hearts tonight. I pray you minister the word of God to us. Help me to preach, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. Now, as we think about the message, we're talking about the panorama view of salvation. And this morning we dealt with the introduction, talking about verses previous to what I just read about loving God, being saved, being born in the family of God. And this morning what happened to Brother Frank Deal, we mentioned that. We tried to share with everybody that we never know when you're going to leave this world. It's best to be saved and know Jesus. He could say, whether I live or whether I don't, it's all right. It doesn't make any difference. And we'll be here, there, one. So that's a good way to be. I say hallelujah. If you're not saved tonight, my heart's desire and prayer to God is that you'll get saved and come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then looking at this scripture that I read tonight, we talked about the thieves. Look in verse number 30 again. And talking about that certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. A picture, a type of Satan. And he's out to steal. And we talked about how Judas was a devil from the beginning and that he was a thief. And so the devil, he wants to steal away. And this morning I mentioned the fact he wants to steal souls. He'd like to take your soul and take you to hell. Then he steals souls, but he steals the substance that we have. He takes away that. And a lot of people have a lot of things. When I say things, I'm not just talking about physical things that we enjoy, but substance that would be life, and but life more abundant, put it that way. I'm glad Jesus came to give us life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Abundant life. And then we talked about the seed, the word of God. And he wants to steal it away. I believe in every service that we ever come into, the devil is at work to steal away the seed, the word of God, that's being planted in hearts and trying to take it away from you. You came in tonight to hear the word of God. You came in tonight to worship. Boy, God's given us a great service already. And you could walk out of here tonight saying it's been good to have been in the house of God. But all tonight, in the preaching of the word of God, the seed, some more seed to be sown, and the devil likes to steal it away. Then we talked about the fact of our service and how he wants to steal that away. Our separated Christian living, he wants to steal that away. He the devil's a thief. He's a liar. He'll mess you up. I'm glad tonight Jesus Christ is the answer. Amen. He'll help you and he'll do something. I noticed what Brother Jerry said a while ago. He said he didn't like anything before he got saved. But praise God, since he got saved, he sure loves coming to the house of God. He sure loves the word of God. He sure loves the songs of God. Amen. He made a difference when he got born in the family of God. But tonight, I want to talk about the man. And you see that certain man. Jesus said, verse 30, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Isn't that the way man goes? He goes down. He never comes up. Man can't pull himself up by his own bootstraps. And so the second thing, we talked about Satan this morning, but now we're talking about sinner. And every one of us were born the same way. We came in this world with a sin nature. And you're a sinner by nature and you're a sinner by choice. And you sin because you are a sinner. And you are a sinner because you sin. I mean, you came from your mother's womb lying. That's where Dana goes. She got that baby back there in the back. Anna's in here with that little baby, sweet little baby. He dedicated last Sunday, but you know why? That little baby will lie to you. Got enough market. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding Grandpa about that. But that little baby has a sin nature now. It looks so sweet and innocent and kind. Now, it doesn't know about it. It doesn't realize that. It's innocent in the sight of God until it reaches an age of accountability. And so, but it still has that sin nature in it. But it's taken care of because David said, my child died, but said, I can't bring him back, but I'll go where he is. Hallelujah. And I'm glad for babies when they pass away. They leave down here, they wake up in glory. I say hallelujah. That's good. And I thank God for it, but I'm talking about the sin nature. Here's a certain man went down. Now, from Jerusalem to Jericho was about 18 miles. And it was dropped down from elevation 3,000 feet, they tell me. And so it was surely going down. And so he went down and fell among thieves. Now, that indicates me talking about sinners and back to the fall of man. He fell from that place where God had put him. He was in the Garden of Innocence, and there he lived until he sinned against God. And then he fell in that awful fall of man. And by one man sinned into the world, but by one man came also life. Amen. And Jesus, the first Adam sold us out. The last Adam bought us back. I say hallelujah. I thank God for that. And he paid the price for everybody. No wonder Sister McIntosh could take time out and have a fit. And praise God. That reminds me of some of those old-fashioned meetings. I say, hallelujah. It's good to hear that, Sister McIntosh. You help yourself anytime God nudges you. You want to praise God, you help yourself. Back to what? By the way, that's good for any of us. Amen. It'd help any of us every once in a while. I said there's three things that ought to happen to everybody before they leave out of here. I ought to get saved. I ought to lead somebody else to Christ. And you ought to have one good shouting spell. Amen. Get turned loose one time at least and have a good time. Well, this man, he fell and he's in a bad shape. He was wounded. He had no strength. And Isaiah 64 and 6 said, all of us have sinned. And he talked about the fact that the last part of that verse says, all our righteousness are as filthy rags. We don't have any. In Isaiah 1 6, he said, from the sole of the feet under the head, there's no soundness in him, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores have neither been closed up, neither bound, neither mortified with ointment. He said they've not been doctored. They just putrefied, but run and sore. He said man left himself. He's just a bunch of mess. That's all he is. He's no good, has no cleanness about him. He's unclean, he's lost, he's blind. Brother Paul talking about being blind and lame and unsaved. They're like that. That's their nature, amen. And this man was going down. He went down, and so he fell among thieves. And the Bible said, no one did wound him. I'm trying to shorten this up tonight. Ain't a lot more could be said right there. But I'm telling you, everybody's seeing to come short of the glory of God. But they left him half dead. Now, let me say this to you. He still had some physical life in him, but he's half dead. Us tonight, as you think about that, we were dead in sins and trespasses. Not just sick, not just unsound from head to toe, but dead. Amen. Dead. That's what the Bible said. In Ephesians 2 and 1, you hath he quickened. That word quickened means made alive. You hath he quickened who were dead in sins and in trespasses. And so we were. And we were dead in sin. But I'm glad one day Jesus came by. And Brother Jerry testified so wonderfully. He found me. Amen. Came where I was. He knew where I was. Came to me. And I thank God for the day he saved me by his marvelous grace. I praise him and thank him for that. And thank God it's real. Now look in verse number 31 and 32. It said, by chance, here come a priest by. I'll shorten this up and I'll get away. I write my Bible all the time, so I'll back up a little bit. But here's a priest, and then the next verse, a Levi. Now, every priest was a Levi, but every Levi was not a priest. And so here was a priest come by for, and the Bible talks about how the priests did their service in the temple so long, then they go back, and another priest would take over. And so there's about 12,000 priests, they said, in that day, lived in Jericho, and would move back and forth from Jerusalem to Jericho. And so here's a priest, he was passing by, said by chance, didn't have any purpose, just by chance came by. Aren't you glad? So one day, hallelujah. And I'll get to that in a minute. Can't hardly help from running ahead of myself. But the priest came by, and the Levi, and they pictured dead cold religion. And the priest saw him and came where he was. Saw him over there, but he didn't go to him. He just went on his way and left him laying, went to the side of the road and went on. Here come a Levi by. He went over there and he looked at him. He had more curiosity than the priest did. And for some reason, he went over there and looked at him. He may have been just being nosy. I don't know. He may have been just wanting to find out what he could about this personally. Yeah, hey, man, that hit home somewhere. Anyway, he looked at him. Maybe he wanted something that he could gossip about. Something he could talk about, you know. That old sinner laying up there, laying in the ditch, all beat up. You know, maybe he wanted to say that. I don't know what he wanted to say. But for some reason, he looked at. But then he went on his way. Maybe he was in a hurry. Maybe the priest was in a hurry to get home to their family. I don't know. Maybe they was afraid to get involved. Afraid it cost them something. Take some of their time. They might miss something if they got involved and tried to help that person. I don't know what the situation was, but they had some reason they was in a hurry. Bible said in 1 John chapter 3, I believe about verse 17, he talked about this. He said, if any man have this world's goods, and he seeth his brother have a need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And so here's those two. They were religious, but they're a special group of people, of the Jews, but they didn't care about that man laying over there. They left him. May God help us to care when we come by those people that need some help. There may be a Jerry Hallman in there, laying there, that needs somebody to come by and tell them about Jesus. It may be a Wanda. It may be a Sister McIntosh. It may be one of these that have testified tonight, laying there, needs somebody to come by and say, Jesus loves you. I'll tell you tonight, Jesus loves you. He loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to help you tonight. I'm glad, praise God, he'll come by where you are and help you. But I am running ahead of myself. That's all right. I like it anyhow. But these two men, they didn't care. They too busy. Something's wrong. They didn't have compassion on him. Did not go to him. Didn't help him. And so they left him laying there. I just look at them and I call them the sliders. You know, they just slid right on by and just left him laying out there and slighted him. They didn't go to him, didn't care. Left him lay there. But there are those out here. Let me say this to you tonight. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be laying somewhere in a ditch drunk. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be laying out somewhere unfaithful to my wife. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be somewhere cursing or wrapped up in this world, not caring about what's going on down at the house of God. And so when we see those others out there like that, may God help us have compassion and have a love for them. They just need somebody to love them, somebody to care, somebody to tell them. And you never know what God's got out there, the potential of that individual that we walk by sometimes and let go by. We see some wander about. And I realize that, and we all do. This day and time, you'd wonder, but I'm glad, praise God, that Jesus is always ready to help anybody. If he is, and I said last Wednesday night, I was talking about God and not giving a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. If we love enough, we'll get involved. If we love enough, we'll try to help that individual. If we love enough, we'll care about that individual and try to help them. And so we see this happening. Now, I want to show you the Savior tonight. And I guess this is what I've been trying to get to all day anyhow. But look with me, please, in verse number 34. Well, verse 33, back up to verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, and a Samaritan was a half Jew. He was despised and rejected by the Jewish people. They didn't care about him. And that was a Jew laying over there. And that priest and Levi were Jews. They didn't care about him. Now, I love the Jews. I thank God for the Jews people. I thank God for Israel. And I'm not saying that, but they here they are. But the Samaritans they'd been mixed with the Gentiles, so they were outcasts as far as the Jew was concerned. But here come a certain Samaritan as he journeyed. Now, he was half Jew. Let me say, Jesus was God, also man. He wasn't half man and half God. He was all God and all man. Amen. You say, preacher, I can't understand that. I can't either. I just back up and say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad for a Savior that came. Born as a man, born in this world, become a man to live among, so he could come where we are and help us. And I say, hallelujah. That's what Jesus did. He came to where we were to help us. And said, as he journeyed. It wasn't by chance that priest came by chance. But this man was a journey. Jesus came for a purpose. He came so he could save sinners. Thank God he did. Amen. He came to save that which was lost. And so you see that. And here this Samaritan comes. And let me just read it. And we'll go step by step with it real quickly. He came where he was. And I've already mentioned he came where you were. You're here tonight. He's coming by where you are and speaking to your heart. I pray you listen to him. And when he saw him, had compassion on him, and that's exactly what Jesus said. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they were scattered as sheep not having a shepherd. He loved them and cared about them. And so, look at verse 34. And he not only saw him, he not only had compassion on him, he went to him. I say, I'm glad Jesus one day didn't just see me. He didn't just have compassion on me. He came where I was. He came to me. That man laying over there in the ditch, beat up and wounded, half dead, he couldn't get up and come to where that Samaritan was. That Samaritan had to go over there to where he was. That's what Jesus did for me, Brother Jerry. I could not get up and go to him. I didn't even know how to get to him. But he knew where I was. And he saw me and came to me. I say to you tonight, if you're lost, he sees you and he's here to save you. Amen. Now let's read on here real quickly. And he went to him, bound up his wounds. I'm glad Jesus has the answer for you. He bound up the wounds, pouring in oil, picture the Holy Ghost, wine, picture the blood, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Let me say real quickly here now. Here's a good Samaritan. He goes to him. He pours in oil and wine, picture the Holy Ghost and blood of Jesus, and then he picks him up, helps him over or carries him and puts him on his own beast. I believe that donkey was named Grace. I believe that Samaritan said, come on, Grace. Hallelujah. You're going to let him ride now. Come on. Hey, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He picked us up and put us on Grace and said, I'm going to take you in. Amen. And put him in an inn. And an inn's not a place. That's a motel. That's not a place where you're going to spend much time. Just be there a little while and took care of him. Hey, Jesus put me here taking care of me just for a little while. But he said, hallelujah, look at the next verse. He said this, he said, and on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence. And a pence was a day's wage. I could not help but think about over in Peter's writing when he said 1,000 years is a day and a day is 1,000 years. And Jesus been gone about 2,000. He'll soon be back. He's coming back to get us. And departing, took out 2 pence, gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest, when I come again, I will repay it. He said, when? He didn't say, if I come. He said, when I come, I will repay. Hey, I want you to know Jesus went away, but he said, when I come back, I'm going to take care of while I'm gone, and when I'm coming back, I'm still going to take care of it. I say, glory, hallelujah. Need that right there, amen. I'm telling you tonight, thank God it's real to be saved and know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He picked me up and put me on Grace, took me, take care of me, and said, I'm coming back. I got to go away, but I'll be back. He paid the price. Went away. I'm glad Jesus paid it all. All to him all. Thank God Jesus paid it all. Tonight, I want to say to you, if you're lost, God will save you tonight. If you're saved and you don't have the joy you ought to have, he'll restore that tonight. If you're saved and you're struggling somewhere in your life spiritually, God will help you. What you need to do is let God do something for you. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for a Savior. Lord, the devil wants to steal away. Take out the seed. Take out the word of God. Take out the separated Christian living. Take out that service of the Lord. Make it not meaningful. Not let us be a servant. The devil tries to steal all that. Then, Lord, there's folk that have an outward appearance of being religious. There's no substance to it. No compassion. Help us, Father, realize that you so loved us. Help us to love with the love of God those that we see out there that needs the compassion shown to them. Then I pray tonight now that you'd stir our hearts and help us, God, to act on thy word. Father, these people here tonight need to get saved. These folk tonight that need to get right with God. I pray that individual men, women, boys and girls would respond and come to Jesus Christ and be saved. Thank you for what you do. Then there are those that need the joy restored. Help them. Some need encouragement in the situations they're in. Help them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.